This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been hearing, Iran has agreed to some limits on its nuclear program in exchange for the easing of economic sanctions. Among the early changes, the European Union will lift restrictions on insurance for Iranian oil tankers. In the oil markets, this could mean more supply, and the price of crude is down 1 2/3% in Europe this morning. Some sanctions on cars, trucks, and automotive parts are easing. Peter Fuss is senior advisory partner at the EY Global Automotive Center based in Frankfurt. Mr. Fuss, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Give me a sense, if you would, of what will the easing of sanctions mean for the auto industry, both inside and outside of Iran?
Well, the Iran automotive sector has been the second most active industry of the country for many, many years, aside from oil and gas industry. So we just can get a flavor and think about if this is going to be reestablished, how strong this market could be going forward.
Now, Europe's car market has been suffering with the long, grinding economic crisis there. Do you think some European car manufacturers will see a benefit as Iran seems to open up?
Well, there have been in the past some European car manufacturers who have already used Iran as a production base, primarily for Iran itself. So as all the OEMs are looking for new opportunities, even smaller markets, they definitely will reach out to this upcoming market again and evaluate whether there are opportunities to set up again production facilities to assembly cars in order to increase their production footprint and also to sell more cars than in the past.
Peter Fuss at the EY Global Automotive Center in Frankfurt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Iranians like to buy Peugeots. Peugeot stock is up 4.4% in Paris right now.